What up, y'all? Anthony A, Dana Cortez Show. We're in Phoenix, Arizona, on top of a Rubik's Cube. That is because we are interviewing Jesse Reyes. Make some noise, everybody. Here for the stop. You like this? You've never done an interview on top of a Rubik's Cube, have you?
No, but it seems fitting, as you said, because I am an enigma myself, so it makes sense.
Whoa, that rolled better than I thought it was going to go. Mm. All right, I like to start with something from the timeline. Off top, you said that your original name in eighth grade, you went by Spitfire. Is that my right with that?
It was listing nicknames, but you know when you're little and you, like, I was definitely working through different, like, rap names and alter egos. Yeah. Like, at one point, I was, like, Little Candela trying to make that shit work, too. By the grace of God, it didn't.
No.
You know, but, yeah, it was one of the names I was trying to work out.
At that time, when you were, ciphering through your names and you said it on Spitfire, who was some of the music artists who inspired you at that time in your life?
I had older cousins that, like, put me onto, like, Snoop and Dre during that time. And around that time, I had also found this, like, really, really old school CD that had Otis Redding, Try a Little Tenderness on it.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. And, you know, it's crazy because I found that so early. In the larger scheme of things, obviously, it's not early. I found it late, if anything, from when the song was actually made. But it was just funny because I felt like such a hipster when Jay and Ye made their song with that sample, and I was like, yeah, I didn't know about this record. I was 14 singing this shit in my bedroom. You know what I mean? But, yeah,
Jesse,
I was listening to that.
You might be a hipster.
No, I don't know. 14-year-old me might have sat in that, but I don't know.
Doing my research for this interview, I've come to learn that you're very big on daily affirmations.
I am.
What are some daily affirmations you tell yourself regularly? What are some things that, you know, seem to be drawing positive impact to your universe, if you may.
I am strong, I am peace, I am kindness, I am love, I am forgiving, I am grace. And sometimes, like, if especially early on, sometimes you gotta add, like, a little spice. I said this in an interview the other day. I was like, sometimes you look in the mirror and you're like, what's up, you beautiful bitch? And it just, like, sets the tone for the day. It just gives you that extra, like, confidence, that extra smile. It's obviously funny, you know, but there's some truth in it, so it feels like a glove.
This is my camera here, right? Oh, there? You're beautiful, you pretty bitch.
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
That works. Nice. Right. In the mirror. It just feels
camera,
good.
I'm going to look back at that video every day now and say thank you.
Yeah.
You know, you're obviously at a good point in your career, but at one point, you were just an unknown songwriter, and you wrote a song that Netflix picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So, this is a while ago, and I was still, like, just doing my best to network in the city, in Toronto. And my manager had introduced me to the owner of this studio called Dream House in Toronto, and I didn't have Wi-Fi at home, so it also made sense to me. First off, I would just be there, and I'd be like, if I could just hang, I'll just hang, and also I could use their Wi-Fi to just work and, like, you know, just be online and stuff. And I would always tell everybody, I'm like, if you need a female vocalist, if you need some sauce, like, I'm here. And I would just chill in the how do you call that? Like donde está la oficina, donde uno entra, like the reception kind of.
There you go. Okay.
So I would just be hanging, and then every now and then they'd, like, throw me, like, oh, there's an open room if you want to go, like, chill or create or anything like that. And I was like, bet. And I started making friends with everybody. And the engineer, one of the engineers, Craig, was like, she's dope. And we worked together a bit. And then fast forward a few weeks, they were hosting a writing camp for Netflix. And there's these writers, like, writers with credits, older writers that have business being in the room. And, like, he threw my name in there. He's like, yo, Jess is good, like, Jess should be invited to this because of him. So they invited me because of him.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Craig.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Winnipeg. And then I just went to work. I was so hungry, and it was the first time I'd ever been invited, and it was like $250, but the check meant so much. Like, I went home and I showed my parents. I bought groceries. Like, it meant so much. And the song was called
Groceries Now. But you know, back then, inflation will got you.
Yeah. I could buy an apple with the $250. But it was good, man. And the song was called Potent Love.
Potent Love.
Potent Love.
All right. So from that $250, Potent Love, that Netflix picked up, to now.
Yeah.
Yessie. The album.
Yessie.
Beautiful, right? Round of applause for the album. You enjoy that album.
Thank you.
It's a great piece of work. Let's jump into it. There's a couple songs that popped out to me. Mood, number one off top, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times when people are reintroducing me to your music, it's usually a woman who will go by something along the lines of, oh, Jessie helped me get through a breakup, or I use a lot of her lyrics to text to my ex who wasn't this and was mistreating me, right? Mm-hmm. I have a lot of, you have a lot of female fans, what I'm trying to get at. But yep. You kick the song off by saying, I get along with most men more than I do some women. But you have a lot of female fans. How do you get along with more men than women is my question to you.
That was I said to someone once, I was like, sometimes when you write on a piece of paper, like you write out your thoughts or a song or whatever, sometimes a piece of paper will like act more like a mirror than an actual mirror. And there's certain things that I've been able to discover about myself when I'm creating. And one of them, and also because I've been doing shadow work, which if you don't know what that is, it's just like exploring your subconscious more and finding out why you are the way you are about certain things.
Wait, shadow work?
Shadow work. How it sounds a lot more dark. It sounds, ironically, pun intended.
Pun intended.
But it's self-work, just self-improvement, self-development. And I realized that I've had a sisterhood wound from since I was like 20. Like me and my best friend for like, at that point, damn near a decade, like best friend since we were like 14. To like adulthood, and some shit went down and it fucked me up to the point that I didn't realize for years I was almost like more guarded with women because that breakup fucked me in a way that relationship breakups hadn't fucked me. But like, if you ever been through a friendship breakup, that shit hurts different. If you've never been through it, God bless you. Hopefully you never have to do that, but God, man, it just, and so it was realizing, a sisterhood wound.
Yeah, realizing a friend's a fake is tough. And
issues. I don't know. But fake's a strong word, but.
Well, bro, issues. Do you have more female friends now? Do you feel like you're healed past that?
I'm healing. Okay. I'm healing. If okay. I was healed, I think I'd be dead.
Is it?
But for real, because then life. What's the purpose of life? Like life is suffering. Life is growth. You know. Mm-hmm. So if I was healed, I'd be dead. So I'm healing.
Okay, constantly healing is what you're
constantly getting at, healing.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that the same? Is this the same person who got mixed up when you're like, your dude was my broski, but your dumbass had me.
No, that's someone else.
That's someone else now. So now it's like two women who've messed you up.
Yeah, but right. She wasn't my bro was my bro, and she, you know.
That gets tricky, dude. Yeah. Do you find it's hard to be friends with men once they get into a relationship?
It can be. It can be if the man's dishonest. But it's true. If the man's honest,
on
like,
that, the room's like, yeah, mm-hmm,
yeah, because straight up, like, if you get introduced as like, yo, this is my homegirl from time, and like, and their partner doesn't feel threatened. If their partner feels threatened, that's not a reflection of the homie. That's the friend. That's a reflection of the way that the partners made them feel.
I like the word partner more than men.
Yeah,
I'd stand up for men. Here.
But it's facts.
Because it does. It goes both ways. As long it as goes you have both that open ways. Communication with it, because sometimes what happens too is other women, your significant other, may be intimidated by another attractive woman who you have chemistry
yeah,
with.
Yeah, which is fair. Which like is it's fair, human. Right. It's yeah. human for you to be like a little threatened. Sometimes it's human for us to like have those sort of insecurities, but. Communication is key.
And later on in that song, you switch back. You talk about buying your pops a vehicle.
Yeah.
What a moment, dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
Make some noise for that.
Thank you.
What was that vehicle you bought your pops?
I'm not going to tell him, man. We're done with stalkers and stuff. I'm chilling
on
Leon.
No, no.
It was a nice whip.
It was a nice whip?
Yeah, period.
That's what's up. There we go. And then when you really had me on the album was right for Mutual Friends and then the one right after that, Queen Street. What's that one? Queen Street. All right, that one. But let's get to Mutual Friends first.
Okay.
All right, so you're talking about this mutual friend. What are some rules when a couple goes through a breakup? Should the mutual friend tell you what's going on with the other person
Absolutely
or no?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
Do
not.
Do you
right?
think they should?
No, hell no. I don't want to hear nothing about
that. Nothing. Keep that to
don't
yourself.
Say nothing at all.
Yeah.
So then I think it's that mutual friend who might be toxic.
Oh.
Right? And later on, later on, so let's get down further into mutual friend, right? You come to find out that mutual friend, hold on, let me get to make sure where I'm at on this here. Okay, you get to mutual friend, and the lyric goes, our mutual friend asked me how I was sleeping so much with so much hate in my heart, and I told him, I sleep like a baby. I told him, your mutual friend is a dude?
Yeah.
Jessie, that is problematic, my dude. That mutual friend is a hater. He's a gym helper.
Look at him. You know what you just did? You know he just did like the fantasy football, like it's the year 2022 and like this and this and this matchups, and if the Aquarius is in the moon and this date, then like all these, can you like superimpose the images and like divided by this plus this decimal plus the wind in the sky means that your mutual friend was toxic.
Come on.
If this wasn't a Rubik's Cube, he would have tossed the mic.
I would have.
He would have tossed the mic.
So the universe works up until you're
dead.
Meeting. What's up, bro?
You're like, toxic. Look at you over here trying to bring this toxic mess. I'm dead. Look.
I'm wearing a bucket hat on a Sunday. Of course I'm toxic. I'm not talking about me, dog. All right, let's talk about this mutual homie.
I'm dead.
What okay. was up with the mutual homie?
You
what
know,
kind of advice is he giving you, man?
It's not advice. What? Not advice. It was more so just, I think it was a, I empathize with feeling loyal to both. How ironic. I empathize to feeling loyal to both. And I think that maybe that was the issue. And also wanting to be transparent, but walking that line. It's a very sticky thing.
It's a very sticky thing.
And luckily, I haven't really been through it myself. So I was trying to empathize more from a place of ignorance because I don't really know what that's like because luckily, I've never really been put in that position. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, 100%. That is a dicey thing to get down through.
Have you been a mutual friend?
No, I like to know less of everything.
Yeah.
Don't tell me anything.
Me too. I love it. I'm like, don't.
I'm just trying to go home, bro. Don't tell me what's going on.
Same.
Nothing, bro.
Same.
I don't even hang out with a couple friends. I don't have any friends. Guys, girls, anything like that.
See, that's the club. Yeah. Right,
let's get back to something else I really want to talk to you about. Kay. Let's get back to Queens. I forget the name of the song. Queen Street West, right? That little pre-chorus, that song had me from the beginning, bro. Mm-hmm. I love that song where you talk about you can't sit next to me because my ego is riding passenger. Mm-hmm. I don't care if your mama don't like me no more. I ran to my Instagram and I was like, what's up? Ready to post that, right?
Nice.
And then you switch it up and you go, the bitches that you want me.
Yeah.
And I had to stop right there. That hurt my heart, Jesse. That hurt my heart. Is that a real story? Did the bitches that he wanted want you after the breakup?
Yep.
That sucks, dude, for him.
Yeah. You're right.
It sucks.
You're right.
It cut deep for me because I've dated a bisexual woman.
Yeah.
And that's cool until it's not.
Well, you live by the sword, you die by the sword, brother.
All right, let's get further into that song, too, right? You go on to say, but you had enough dollars for strippers and dollars for rubbers that we would never use. That's a condom reference?
That is a condom reference. That it is.
So... Do you believe if it's with the condom, does it count? Is that what you're trying to say?
Get this man off of the microphone.
Am I interpreting that or am I not? Because you guys go on to say that you, because you know we would never.
It counts.
Never use the money.
It counts. Yes, it counts. That's crazy that people be saying that. Y'all heard that too, right? It was a condom, it doesn't count. That's crazy.
I'm not the one who wrote that, bro.
But you're putting words in my mouth. I said what I said. You're saying something else. You're saying something else.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just asking if that's what it was. Now she's looking at the notes. Like, you know what? Hold on. What's left on there? All right. I want to talk about something. We'll switch completely different.
Man, let's go, Roy.
Let's talk about the power of the tongue.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. You believe in the power of the tongue. For those, everyone here familiar with the power of the tongue? Everybody? For those who may not be, Jesse, can you explain it to them? He doesn't know what it is.
Just alchemy of life. So our thoughts turn into words that turn into... things coming to fruition, you know? And it's so basic to the point of, like, I'm going to drop this mic. Such a basic, like, example of, like, how the universe and how the world works. But it's just that, the power of the tongue and how things can just come to be.
Kind of speaking it into existence, right?
That is a, yes, less and verbose way of saying it.
And on that, you went on to post that you submitted your album for a Grammy nomination.
Yep.
Now, I think that's the power of the tongue. That's what you want to see that album get nominated for a Grammy and win a Grammy?
Me too.
What would winning a Grammy for Yessi mean to Jesse Reyes? And if the committee is watching, you know, what does that mean for you to win a Grammy?
Checking off a goal on the list, adding something to the wall of legacy, and not the end. Absolutely not. I saw this interview with Kendrick and someone else the other day speaking to Steppers, but he was talking to Kobe, I think, and they were like, like, the goal of legacy after you've already succeeded is to, like, look at the 10, or they were saying 20 years, but in my case, it wouldn't be 20 yet, but the 20 years behind you and say, okay, well, the 20 in front of me have to be better. You know what I mean? So it's that. It would mean a lot, but exactly that. It just continue to go, and it would just mean a lot for me, but continue to keep it moving.
There we go. Speaking into existence, the power of the tongue. Jesse Reyes, a lovely. Come on, everybody, make some noise.
Thank you, guys.
Grammy nomination. Come on, bro. Grammy winner right here. We winner.
Power of the tongue. Thanks.